This is not going to be the typical brief on or presentation on rehearing. We're not going to be talking about all of the rules that govern rehearing. We're not going to be talking about statistics. We're not going to be talking about the do's and don'ts or how to write an effective motion for rehearing. Rather, what we're going to be focusing on is a very basic question, and that is when, if ever, should you file a motion for rehearing in the Court of Appeals before seeking review in the Texas Supreme Court? Now, I said we are not going to be talking about the rules, but I have to lead with the one rule that I will address today, and that is the basic rule. There is one basic rule that we need to examine as we consider this fundamental strategy question, and that is rule TRAP 49.9 that says a motion for rehearing is not a prerequisite to filing a petition for rehearing in the Supreme Court. It goes on to say that it is not required in order to preserve error. So what we're told by the rules is we do not have to file a motion for rehearing in the Court of Appeals before we seek review in the Supreme Court, which of course begs the question then, well, why would you ever file one? Now, the most obvious answer is if you think you can actually win it. In other words, if you think that what you filed in the Court of Appeals is actually going to persuade that court to flip its decision from reverse to affirmed or affirmed to reverse. In that circumstances, of course, you should do it. But I am going to take that possibility off the table today in order to really frame the strategy question. We're going to have two assumptions.